Sometimes a look into the future, sometimes a walk down memory lane. With a little music, and we call them Moments of Melody. Poem from the old scrapbook. It's titled, You Tell on Yourself. You tell what you are by the things you wear, by the spirit in which your burdens bear, by the kinds of things at which you laugh, by the records you play on the phonograph. You tell what you are by the way you walk, by the things of which you delight to talk, by the manner in which you bear defeat, by so simple a thing as how you eat, by the books you choose from the well-filled shelf. In these ways and more, you tell on yourself. So there's really no particle of sense in an effort to keep up a false pretense. You tell on yourself. Going to open the sacred scriptures, reading the gospel according to Dr. Luke. Then the Lord Jesus took the 12 apostles aside and warned them, Now we are going up to Jerusalem, and all that has been written by the prophets about the Son of Man is to be accomplished. He will be given up to the Gentiles, and mocked and insulted and spat upon. They will scourge him, and then they will kill him. But on the third day, he will rise again. They could make nothing of all this. His meaning was hidden from them, so that they could not understand what he said. When he came near Jericho, there was a blind man sitting there by the wayside begging. And he, hearing a multitude passing by, asked what it meant. And so they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was going past. Whereupon he cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me! Those who were in front rebuked him and told him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have pity on me! Then Jesus stopped, gave orders that the man should be brought to him. When he came close, he asked him, What wouldst thou have me do for thee? Lord, he said, give me back my sight. Jesus said to him, Receive thy sight, thy faith brought the recovery. And at once the man recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. All the people too gave praise to God at seeing it. That's a great question. What wouldst thou have me to do for thee? What would you have asked for? Some might have asked for a seeing-eye dog. This man gave the right answer. He wanted his sight. Have you ever asked the Lord for spiritual sight? You know, we're all blinded by sin. And only Christ can open our eyes so we can really see.